You're listening to Bush Telly. Well, it's almost a century since the recruitment marches of World War One weave through country towns in Australia, calling for young men to join up and head to war. Throughout the country right now, a number of communities are planning reenactments of the marches for these Anzac centenary commemorations in 2015. One of the marches was called the Kangaroo March, and it was from Wagga Wagga in New South Wales to Campbelltown on the outskirts of Sydney. And on the weekend just passed, the New South Wales Governor, Marie Bashir, launched the official commemoration countdown. Graham Brown is the president of the Kangaroo March Reenactment Committee, and he joins me now from his home in Exeter in the Southern Highlands, an area where the men marched through. Graham, thank you for joining Bush Telegraph.
Thank you, Cameron. Nice to talk to you.
Can you tell me a little bit about these recruitment marches?
Well, it came at a time after the government had put conscription to the vote and it had been knocked back, but our losses were not keeping up with our need for reinforcements. So they decided, the army decided, to have regional marches, the first one of which, of course, was the Cooey March.
Mm-hmm.
And that went from Gilgandra in western New South Wales down to Sydney. Started off with 23 men and ended up with 263, I think it was.
Okay, so quite a few picked up along the way.
That's right.
The Kangaroo March, how many men started there?
88 left Wagga and 222 came into Campbelltown. Now, they stopped there and got on a train because they wanted to preserve the country flavour of joining.
Of the, yeah, okay.
Of the recruits.
So how far is that?
About 525 kilometres.
That's a decent march.
It's a decent march. It was, in fact, it was symbolic. Ours, of course, is symbolic today, but it was symbolic then because they went through over Christmas. We'll be doing it a couple of months earlier than that. But they went through over Christmas, got into Goulburn, I think, on Christmas Eve, and then caught the train back to Wagga.
Okay.
Had Christmas with the family and came back to Goulburn to start again.
And went all over again. So the reenactment, is that going to take in more than 500 kilometres?
It is indeed.
Gee, that's a fair ask, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, all on foot?
All on foot. It'll be escorted by, as it was then, a recruitment officer or sergeant on horseback, and it'll be accompanied by some horse-drawn vehicles, some vintage vehicles. We want to keep it with a period flavour.
Yeah, okay. So there'd be some fairly small towns along the way, I imagine, that would have had, the bulk of their young population join up?
Well, certainly a significant number. I mean, Wagga at the time was, I think, only 7,000 or 8,000 people. For 88 to leave out of that sort of community on one day was significant.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that gives you a bit of an idea of how much it's changed. What is it now? 50, 60, 70,000?
I think it'd probably be nearer to 100,000. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
big though.
It's the biggest inland city in Australia.
Yeah, okay. Do you know much about the feeling and the sentiment at the time during the marches, how nationalistic it was?
It was upbeat. The young men certainly didn't expect the casualty rate that we got to know. At the time that they left, of course, we were just planning the Anzac Gallipoli evacuation. Now, we knew then that we'd had about 8,000 killed and 18,000 wounded.
Mm.
But, of course, it got significantly worse than that when they got to the Somme. But prior to that, I mean, the Boer War, we lost 600 men, of which 300 died of disease.
Mm.
So, you know, casualties weren't uppermost in the minds of the young men who joined. Might have been of the parents.
Yeah.
But the young men went away thinking, well, we'll have an all-expenses-paid trip overseas, not quite a holiday, but a trip overseas, and we'll come back. Well, one in five of them essentially didn't.
Didn't do it, yeah. Well, you had the launch of the countdown of the reenactment on the weekend in Wagga Wagga. Now, you had a tent set up, didn't you, for people to come along with stories and memorabilia?
Yes.
Yeah, what sort of stories and memorabilia turned up?
Oh, tremendous number. We had been looking for descendants of original kangaroos, and we had four of those that we knew about beforehand.
Yeah.
Another three, I think, turned up on the weekend. There was a daughter of a kangaroo. We had three generations of one family, a son, a grandson, and two great-grandsons.
Oh, wow.
It's terrific. And
that's what you're looking for, I take it, isn't it?
Sorry?
That's what you're looking for. You're hoping people like this will become aware
indeed,
and turn up.
Yeah. If these stories don't come to the surface now and are recorded and logged and, you know, ultimately, I guess, sent to the Australian War Museum, we'll lose them.
Mm.
You know, it's a final opportunity that we've got for the sons of the original kangaroos to come forward and say, well, I've got this, that or the other that belonged to my father, and fine, well, it can be photographed and recorded and and become part of our national heritage.
I wonder how well known these marches are amongst younger Australians in particular. Do you have any sense?
I don't think they're known at all. In fact, we were staying at one of the motels in Wagga, and the receptionist said when she saw me dressed to go down on Saturday morning, she said, did this really happen? I only heard about it. Was it real?
Mm. Well, it was.
It was, yes, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think the perception or the knowledge of it is not great. And this is what these young men went away, probably never been to Sydney before. Yeah. Their average age would have been 20, maybe a little bit less. And they packed up and they went off to war, and as so many of them didn't come home.
And it's just an incredible thought to think of young blokes walking hundreds of kilometres, rounding up other young guys along the way to head off to war.
It is, yeah.
Have you spoken to any of the other communities that are commemorating their own marches to see how they're getting on?
Some of the other marches, yes. I think we are fairly well advanced. We've certainly spoken to the communities that we are going through, Junee and Cootamundra and up here closer in the Highlands and in Thirlmere and Picton. We've spoken to those communities to get committees together so that they will be able to contribute to our march as we go through.
Okay.
There are other marches talked about from Dalgetty in the down in the Snowy River, the Snowy River March, and we had some representatives of them there on Saturday. They had a recreation of their banner.
Okay, so there's plenty happening. Graham, we'll have to stay in touch and chat again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Cameron. Thanks for the opportunity.
Graham Brown is the president of the Kangaroo March Reenactment Committee. You're listening to Bush Telegraph on RN.